Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 28th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Microsoft has announced that it's got its earnings up this quarter. It's had a fantastic quarter. Everyone thought that Apple was going to beat them with larger turnover and larger profits, but it seems that the Kinect has saved their butts. They've managed to turn over $19.9 billion with a revenue of $6.6 billion profit. Well done, Microsoft. Microsoft Windows Live is down, Windows itself is down, and the Windows Phone 7 business is also not doing particularly well. The only thing that did fantastically, it would seem, is the Kinect. Keep improving that, Microsoft. You could have your iPhone. Amazon also had their earnings call yesterday as well, and it seems to be an absolutely fantastic quarter for them. $10 billion in turnover. It's their first time they've ever crossed that threshold. Well done, Amazon, and well done, Jeff. It seems also that the Kindle is overtaking hardback books. For the first time ever, digital books outsold analog books in the Amazon store. Digital age is upon us, people. Sinbad gave the keynote at Macworld 2011. He stood up and said a whole load of things because he's been a Mac lover since 1991 when he first went to the show. When asked if there was anything interesting that he wanted in the next iPhone, he replied, reception, which can't have gone down too well with the Apple congregated. However, he said, I can shoot movies, solve science problems, but I can't call my mama. News Corp and Apple are going to announce the Daily next week, February 2nd, 2011 at 11 a.m. They will go to the Guggenheim Museum on 5th Avenue and they will present it. It'll be a fantastic service at just $1 a week if you want to subscribe to it. And if it's here in the UK, for $1 a week, I'd buy it. Now, two leaks have come out of BlackBerry, quite big ones. It would seem that the BlackBerry Curve has met the BlackBerry Storm and produced the BlackBerry Curve Touch. It's an 800 megahertz Qualcomm processor, 3.25 inch screen, 5 megapixel camera with HD video, and 1 gig of onboard storage with a micro SD expansion slot. It's also got near field communications as well, and it does look very nice. The other one that's come out is marked Strictly Confidential, but it's on Engadget, so I don't think it's got confidential anymore, and it's fantastic. It's the Monaco Touch. It's a CDMA phone, but it's got a 1.2 gigahertz Qualcomm processor, 3.7 inch screen, 5 megapixel camera, and also 4 gig of onboard storage. They've got to get the storage up if they want to compete, but it's not a bad start. Well done, BlackBerry. Now, the standing operating procedure in peer-to-peer cases where there's John Doe's is to send them a letter demanding $1,500 in settlement and you'll go away. Corbin Fisher has got a quite different view. He's a gay porn producer and he said, give me $1,000 and I won't go to court and you won't get a John Doe lawsuit, and what you will get is a one-year membership of Corbin Fisher's gay porn site. That sounds like blackmail or extortion to me. I'm not sure that's perfectly legal. We'll have to wait and see, eh? Facebook have denied the HTC phone. Oh, you're all upset. Well, don't be, because Dan Rose, who's head of business development, said this is really just another example of a manufacturer who's taken our public APIs and integrated them into their device in an interesting way. The rumours around to there being more to this HTC device are overblown. He's saying that it won't be a Facebook phone, but there could be heavy integration, so all is not lost. And crap gadgets have started to appear. The Samsung dual-sided QWERTY remote for smart TVs has been pushed through the FCC and a picture's been put on Engadget. And it looks awful. It's very, very Sesame Street. It's got two sides, which is pretty innovative. But after that, it looks like it's something that's very bad and from the 1980s. I won't be buying it. And also, Alfin has created the jacket for your iPad. It sits close to your chest and then it pops out on two little supports so you can type on it. And it looks pretty crappy. And it's $285. Which is $285 more than I think I'd pay for it. And a drug catapult has been found on the US-Mexican border. With everyone going to high-tech surveillance and technology to stop you from getting things across into the US, it seems that a medieval catapult is the way forwards. They've found a trebuchet that's capable of launching 4.4 pounds of marijuana over 40 yards into the American side so people can pick it up. Well done, criminals. Adapt and overcome. Now, have you had a problem of going to the shops and getting back to the car park and not remembering where you parked your car? Fear not, because a mall in South California has managed to solve the problem. They take your license plate when you come in, you tap it into a little central console, and it tells you where you park because it's got character recognition on all of the parking bays. Apparently, there's a system at Heathrow that does exactly the same thing, but I've been there lots and I've never seen it. And finally, the Hubble telescope has seen a galaxy far, far away. Yes, this object is the furthest away that's ever been observed by human technology. It is 13.2 billion light years from Earth. Is that where Star Wars took place? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But it's very, very tiny and it's very, very far away. Bad news. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again at 11 o'clock with the photo show. Then we'll be back again at 1 o'clock with the Mac show with a very special guest joining us. Kyle will be here at 3 p.m. with the media show live on Ustream. And then finally tonight at 10 p.m. we'll be here with the Bagel Tech Big Show as normal. I hope you have a good day and thanks for listening. We'll